In this bulletin, compulsory mask rules set to be eased in Victoria. Bahrain becomes the second country in the world to approve the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, India defeats Australia in a T20 international match, but the victory did not come without controversy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria's mandatory mask-wearing policy will soon be relaxed as early as tomorrow. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has told a parliamentary inquiry it's safe for the state to move to a COVID normal level of restrictions. Health Minister Martin Foley has confirmed the current state of emergency, which expires tomorrow, will be extended to enable the implementation of the new hotel quarantine program, which begins on Monday. Five international flights will land in Melbourne also on Monday. Victoria's Treasurer Tim Pallas says he's confident the system will work.
We do have to be vigilant, and we will be very conservative in the way that we manage this system, but we do have to get Australians home. And we have to do our share of the lifting.
Victoria's recorded 35 consecutive days without any new coronavirus infections. And over in the United States, President-elect Joe Biden says he'll ask Americans to wear masks for his first 100 days in office to stop the spread of coronavirus. It comes after a single-day record of coronavirus deaths, with two people dying every minute. Speaking on CNN, Mr. Biden says he believes mandatory mask wearing will have a strong impact.
On the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask, not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction if we occur that, if that occurs with vaccinations and masking, to drive down the numbers considerably.
And back home, investigators in New South Wales are continuing to identify the source of infection for the Sydney quarantine hotel cleaner who contracted the coronavirus at work. Airline crew members from overseas are being investigated as a source of infection. Five household contacts of the infected cleaner tested negative, and there have been no other confirmed cases as contact tracers follow up on the potentially hundreds of commuters who may have been exposed to the virus on public transport whilst the hotel worker was infectious. South Australians will enjoy relaxed social distancing restrictions today at hospitality venues. Venues can have one person per 2 square metres instead of 4 square metres. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says the rules on diners remaining seated will be maintained until December the 14th.
And there are times when the health advice must override every other consideration. And I think we were in that situation back on the 19th of November. Circumstances were very different. There was nothing that was going to override the very clear health advice, and I was very happy to take it.
The island kingdom of Bahrain has become the second nation in the world to grant an emergency use authorisation for the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech. The state-run Bahrain news agency reported health regulators approved the vaccine after a thorough analysis and review of all available data. Bahrain did not say how many vaccines it has purchased, nor when vaccinations would begin. In the United States, a 104-year-old war veteran has recovered from COVID-19. Major Wooten, who served in World War II, tested positive on November 23rd. His granddaughter Holly says Mr. Wooten is physically drained, but is on the mend.
He just brings so much happiness to everybody, and just seeing everybody and their reaction to him, it just makes you very proud to call him your grandfather and, you know, just love him so much.
And to sport in cricket, India has claimed victory in the opening international T20 match, beating Australia by 11 runs. The win, however, did not come without controversy. Australia coach Justin Langer clashed with match referee David Boone over India's use of the concussion substitute. Ravindra Jadeja was replaced by Yuzvendra Chahal after being struck on the helmet with the ball. Jadeja stayed on the field, and a short time later he suffered a leg injury. Here's Australia captain Aaron Finch and India captain Virat Kohli for their perspectives on the drama.
Their doctor had ruled Jadeja out with concussion, so, there's not much you can say to that. I mean, you're not challenging a medical expert in that regard, are you?
Jadu got a knock in the last over at the side of the head and was a bit dizzy, still is. So, yeah, look, concussion replacements, they're a strange thing. I mean, today it worked for us. Maybe another time we wouldn't have found a like for like.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing 24. Adelaide, showers becoming windy 28. Melbourne, similar conditions 26. Hobart, rain increasing 22. Canberra, showers 30. Wollongong, shower 2 with a possible storm 25. Sydney, similar conditions 28. Newcastle, showers with a possible late storm 31. Brisbane, sunny 32. Cairns, partly cloudy 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm 32. This is SBS News.